Good morning, Boker Tov. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. This is the Shiur. I'm very grateful to our anonymous sponsor, Lezecher Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. This morning's 10 Minutes of Meaning are sponsored by our dear friends, Marilyn Jeremy Strauss, in memory of Jeremy's father, Michael Strauss, whose fifth Yahrzeit was this past Sunday, and by the Rosinger Azarad family, in memory of the dear beloved sister, mother, grandmother, Susan Azarad, Sarah Rivka Bas Avra, Meir HaKoin, on her 20th Yahrzeit, which was the 10th of Iyar. May her neshama, may all their neshamas have an aliyah. We are on the 22nd chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. We've been learning about anava, humility, how to live with humility in our attitude, in our perspective, in our personality, in our thought, how to live with humility in our demeanor, in the way that we carry ourselves, how to live with humility in the speech, in the way we interact with others, how to live with humility in the way that we absorb the insults and the blows from others without responding in kind. When we last left off, the Ramchal was encouraging us and joining us, Sinas HaRabanos, Ubrichas HaKavod, hating the rabbinate, which we described. You don't have to be machmir in this mitzvah to hate a particular rabbi, or all rabbis, or the rabbinate. Of course, our great sages in Pirkei Avos, when they said Sinas HaRabanos, they were not referring to the rabbinate as a career or profession. They were not talking to particular rabbis as personalities. They were referring to positions of authority. The notion that even those who serve in those positions should embrace the fulfillment and the opportunity and the privilege and the responsibility, but should nevertheless be repulsed by the sense of authority, to understand the danger of hubris and arrogance that comes with an emphasis on authority. The danger of authority. And we last left off quoting the Chazal, who compare Kol Makabal of Surah Kadei Lahanas Mimenu Eina Elakinoif Shunana Migufa Shal Isha, that a person who accepts a position of authority, person who wants to serve as the committee chair, as the president, person who wants to serve as a Rebbe, as a Rav, and embraces the authority of it. They're in a position of power. They make decisions. They have the power of the purse. They are in charge of money. They're in charge of policy. And they love the honor. They love the power that comes with that position. They are like an adulterous individual. What was the comparison? So the Mashkiach of Dan Segel answers, says the comparison is, marriage is kedushin, it's holiness, it's sanctity. When you're unfaithful to it, you have profaned, you've made secular that which is sacred. Similarly, being a Rav, being a Rebbe, being a Manig, being a Mashpia, being in a position of authority is kadosh. It is holy, it's sacred. And when a person desecrates it by deriving and drawing personal benefit from it, you use it to your advantage, you use it for protectia, you use it to get in, you use it to cut a line, you use it to advance your own interests, you use it to serve your own ego, it too is a violation of kedushin. You are like a noif. Nikreis kadosh ha'imein b'cha komidas ha'loli yesh bilos kao lecha srora. Tamidei Reb Gamliel yochichu shahayu mitzrovin mipnei aniyusam. The disciples, the students of Rabbi Gamliel will bear this out. Because although they were in dire financial need, lo ratzel kabel aleim sarara, because even though they would have benefited, they would have profited, they would have been paid to have a position of authority, they rejected. Humasha amr perakko in Mashuach, the Gemara in Horios David tells us, kemedumen shesraros aninosin lachem, avdus aninosin lachem. You think you're getting authority? You're getting a life of slavery and servitude. You're going to go from freedom to slavery. With authority comes awesome, with power comes awesome responsibility. And those who get a power surge, those who get a boost to their ego, are deriving an inappropriate benefit from the authority. But with authority comes a lot of criticism, a lot of hyper-focus, a lot of opinions, and a lot of responsibility that robs you of the freedom of your time and the luxury of living your life privately and independently. How lamentable is authority, the Rabbanus? It buries its occupants. For example, maybe they prematurely age and they look gray. And people yesterday asked if the associate rabbi is their son. Things like that happen, just saying, to people in positions of rabbanus. It's a price they pay. You think they get such cover? They get a parking spot? They also have to take a lot of medicines every day. Yosef had a position of authority. He was the viceroy of Egypt. He was responsible for the whole economy. He ultimately bore responsibility for the survival of his family. And you know what the reward he got for that was? He died before anyone else. The aggravation, the criticism, the responsibility, the lack of freedom, it cost him ultimately his life. It ended his life early. It ended his life early. Klalos shel davar. So therefore, the Ramchal summarizes. We've now done a successful job. They should bring me in to speak to the smicha students. We've now done a good job of talking everybody out of a life of rabbanus and chinuch. And it's not just talking about religious authority. It's talking about, we've talked anyone out of being honored at the dinner, serving as a chairman, a president, on a board, an executive board, who needs it, who wants it. But listen to what the Ramchal concludes. Ein rabbanus ala masa gadol ashal al shechem hanose oso ki ad shal adam yachiv yoshe b'soch amo muvla ben anashim. In summary, a position of authority is nothing less than a burden on the shoulder of the person carrying it. And as long as one is merely an individual living among his people and mingling with others, you're responsible only for yourself. What a life you have. But when you accept that responsibility, when you accept that leadership position, when you accept it, now you're responsible for anyone who is affected by your decisions, by your leadership, by the responsibility you've taken. A person needs to recognize that knowledge and understanding and to address all their deeds along the right path. The Medrash says, if not, I appointed them as leaders over you, their guilt is on your heads. So the Ramchal's point is, say yes to serving as the chair. Be on the board. Go into Rabbanus. Take your gifts and your talents and share them with the world. It's the responsibility that we have. We work for Hashem. He doesn't work for us. The point that Ramchal is making is don't ever let them go to your head. Or put differently, I like to say, take what you do seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously. The people get into trouble in every position of authority in life, from elected officials to teachers in the front of a classroom to Rabbanim to shul school presidents, any position of authority. Take what you do seriously, don't take yourself too seriously. Demand honor for the work, don't demand honor for yourself. Draw fulfillment and satisfaction and feel responsible, but don't draw a personal pleasure, don't allow it to impact or inflate your ego, that's when it's dangerous. So the Ramchal, chas v'shalom, God forbid, is not trying to talk us out of a life of virtue, nobility, and of service. He's simply saying, be focused on why we're doing it. And now he goes back to addressing honor. Honor. How does one deal with honor when they are aspiring to live a life of humility? We'll end with this. Honor is no more than the greatest of vanities. It leads a person to lose themselves and to lose their world. It takes you out of the world. We mentioned yesterday in the Parsha Shir, the very end of the Parsha Shir, we have the story of the person who curses out God. Vayetze, he goes out. Where did he go out from? Where did he exit? That the Torah has to introduce Vayetze. He exited, he entered the scene. Where was he coming from? And Rashi quotes several opinions. One of them is Yetze me'olamo. He left his world. What does it mean he left his world? So we shared this idea from Revol ben Ali Shur. Each of us is a world unto ourselves. And to be able to live a mentally healthy, balanced life, to have interpersonal relationships, to thrive in our relationship with Hashem, with others, and with ourselves, we have to stay in our world. We have to understand who we are, what makes us tick. We have to have a self-awareness. We have to find happiness within ourselves. And we have to live this balanced life. And when you introduce kinah, when you are overwhelmed and filled with envy and jealousy, when you want the other person's car and spouse and children and career and life, when all you do is see others and you want their life, envy. And when you live with taiva, you have this insatiable appetite, this craving, this longing, this desire, which can't be satisfied. And kavod, honor, all you want is to be an influencer. All you want is the most likes and shares. All you want is the most attention. All you want is the most honor. All three of those things, motzina sa'adam min ha'olam, they remove you from your world. You have no happiness. You have no balance. You have no satisfaction. You have no mental health, no mental hygiene. It removes a person from the world, from their world. And that's what the Ramchal says. Kavod is heve havalam. Kavod is vain. The kavod you get, it's fleeting, it passes, it can disappear. It's superficial, it's vain. It's the ultimate vanity. Don't let it go to your head. Don't believe the hype. Don't accept it. It is pure vanity. And it's mavir sa'adam al daito al daskono. And it causes you to lose your mind and leave your world. Kavod motzia sa'adam min ha'olam. You lose your world. Stay home. Stay in your lane. Stay in your world. Keep your head down. Do what you need to do. Don't believe the hype. Take what you do seriously and not yourself too seriously. We'll pick up with this next time. We continue 8:45 with Living of the Muna. Tonight we're going behind the Bima with Rav Kalman Samuels, the founder of Shalva, incredible individual with an amazing life story. Join our 10 Minutes of Meaning WhatsApp group to get the update on the schedule, bonus material. And until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.